my interest is to, I mean, there's a nuance to my proposal of having a casino. It's not just to have a casino downtown, but it's to have a casino downtown where 50% of the, I'm going to call it the privilege tax, which is the gaming tax, comes back to the city in various forms. One would be obviously to reinvest in the educational facilities. One would be to reinvest in the Abraham Lincoln Museum and Library. Would reinvest in the Convention Bureau or Convention Center. It would also, you know, invest in, I would call it city infrastructure. And then the fifth one is to reinvest in the state fairgrounds. And I don't know of any other place right now that we're going to be able to generate the number of dollars to be able to maintain and reinvest and redevelop in those five key core areas than to be able to do something like this, with the positive being that it's probably the only thing that I know of right now that would actually be able to generate 600 to 800 new jobs in downtown Springfield. So if you're thinking about, you know, the health of the city of Springfield and, you know, where your kids go to school and the activities that they have here, both for kids and adults, you want to be able to look at where you can reinvest those dollars, and I would say non-taxpaying dollars, into you know, redeveloping the whole city.
Have you talked with city leaders about this?
I have talked with city leaders about it. And I think, generally speaking, I think that there's a fair amount of support.
You mentioned the downtown areas where you would see this located. Do you have a location in mind, or is this something that would come about later if approval is given?
I actually have a few locations in mind, but I think that you want to be able to try to get this proposal done first before you divulge those locations. Only because, you know, you want to pay market rate, but you don't want to get gouged. And I think that making sure that you have the ability to get it at a fair price, I think, is you know, kind of crucial to making it work and wanting to make it a positive. I will tell you this, though, that the locations are definitely downtown. They're not in the outskirts, and I think that it needs to be downtown.
Walk me through the how the split of the proceeds would go again. You mentioned 50% to the various sites and other locations that you feel you know, would be a good benefactor of having a casino. The other 50%, has that been worked out?
Actually, the way that it would work is it's just off the tax. So, you know, you generate... So in the state of Illinois, about 32.4% of the privilege tax from the adjusted grocery revenues from each of the casinos goes back to the state. So if you figure that this casino would do potentially $150 million in adjusted gross revenues and take 32.4% of that, you're probably looking at somewhere between $50 and $54 million a year that would be generated that would normally go back to the state. What I'm advocating for is half of that, or 25 to 27 million, would actually go back to those five core areas in order to be able to reinvest in the city. And then, if you ask me about the split, I think a larger portion of that would go into the educational district 186 to be able to build new schools or renovate and redevelop existing schools. I think a certain portion of that would go to the state fairgrounds, because I think that we obviously have a problem there. And the state fairgrounds is one of the jewels of this town. And people just think about the state fairgrounds as being, you know, 10 days. Well, they have events going on there all the time. And if we were able to maintain the facilities and the state was able to maintain the facilities the way they should have the last 20, 30 years, we would probably have a lot more events that would generate a lot more revenue for the city. So in terms of the split, I think it's going to be based on a percentage of that kind of that number that comes to back to the city. And it would be prorated based on a percentage for each of those five categories.
Of course, Springfield right now, I believe, is the capital of video gambling in the state of Illinois. There are more video gambling terminals already in the city. A lot of businesses have indicated that helps their business. Would a casino possibly hurt them?
I think it probably would hurt them a little bit. But I think that if you look at the trends from other communities throughout the country, I think one of the things that you'll notice is the locals tend to go to places that are convenient and local to them and are comfortable. And I think that you're probably going to see a little bit of a downturn on the video gaming market. But I would also maintain that we're going to see a downturn in the video gaming market anyway, because we're losing jobs and we're losing people wanting to come back to Springfield or stay in Springfield. And we're already seeing that. If you look at the numbers for the last year, the numbers are actually a little bit down from what they were the year before. That might be an issue of saturation, but I think that's also an issue of disposable income and the number of people that are here that are actually, you know, willing and wanting to play. I think the uncertainty with the state budget, I think that has, caused an issue with the amount of play with regards to the video gaming units and terminals throughout the city. So I think that if you think about it in terms of what are we going to do to build the city up, instead of looking at continuing to see it get, I'm going to call it eroding or decimated. Since 1999, I believe that was when we did the early retirement program, most of those early retirements actually came from the city of Springfield. And so from 1999 through now, we may have lost somewhere in the vicinity of 20,000 jobs. And primarily most of those are state jobs through early retirement, through movement to Chicago, through attrition and technology. The city of Springfield has probably seen the greatest number of job loss in the state over the course of the last 25 years. And we've got to figure out how to stem that tide and to be able to build the city back up so that not only can video gaming operations continue to thrive, but all sorts of other businesses continue to thrive, whether it be, restaurant retail, whether it be, retail at the malls, whether it be activities, that people do on a what I call a week, weekend or weekly basis. We need to figure out how we're going to be able to build those up. And I think that this is one of the items that could be transforming for Springfield and its downtown.
And critics, though, will say that gambling's not the way to go, that it doesn't actually help communities, that it siphons money out of communities. Your response to that?
I think there's always going to be some detractors, and I don't know if I can, morally get around that issue. I do know this, is that when you are looking at possibilities for the redevelopment of downtown that can help not only downtown but the rest of the city, I think this is, one of the options that should be considered and could be a very good option if done right.
Springfield, I know, has pushed for more gambling through the years, including slot machines at the fairgrounds. But for the most part, the city's been kept out of talk of casinos really ever since the first law was put in place about 30 years ago. What makes you optimistic that lawmakers will agree to put Springfield back in this mix this time around?
I think the biggest argument that you have is the fact that state government and the city leadership over the last 25 years hasn't been able to figure out how to replace the loss in property taxes from government buildings, educational buildings, and not-for-profits. 40% of the properties in the city of Springfield don't pay property tax because they're under those three designations. We have more property in this town that aren't paying property tax than any other town in the state. And we haven't been able to figure out an answer to being able to make up for that. That is, you look at the three high schools and they're outdated, and those aren't places where you're going to be able to recruit young families to want to live here if you don't have the right educational resources and fields and facilities that make that difference. I think that right there is the biggest argument amongst many, but it's the biggest argument towards wanting to do something for the city of Springfield to make some changes.